Dave Shive came over to the General Services Administration's 18F organization 4 months ago, in part to be a fixer. GSA executives realized the upcoming Inspector General report, plus an internal review, found serious problems with how the digital services operation was running. Shive recently returned to his regular role as the GSA Chief Information Officer after serving as Acting Commissioner of the Technology Transformation Service. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about the steps he took to mature the 18F organization and fix a host of management shortcomings.
When the audit came out, there was nothing particularly surprising in there. Our IG partners came to many of the same conclusions that we came to when we did our internal look at our operations. And so the initial response to the report was, yeah, that's about what we expected to see. One of the positive outcomes to the fact that we had come to many of the same conclusions is we had already started the work necessary to mitigate some of the audit findings. So the audit was let in an environment where we were actually doing a lot of the work already. When the report came out, it was very clear. It said we needed to have a more rigorous process on how we've allocated our resources, and we'd already started to do that process. And it talked a little bit about what people were working on, and we'd already started to look at what people were working on as well. And that said, when you take a look at what people are working on and how those resources are allocated, I think there is a missing part of the equation there. Some of the work we do, just like our partners in other parts of GSA, some of the work we do is good work and work that needs to be done before you can actually like bill people for it. I'll give you an example. Our Agile BPA, that's technically a non-billable investment because we had to do a body of work before we could start to realize positive results and positive outcomes. When you look at the positive outcomes that are now starting to happen on the Agile BPA, which we've been working on for a few months now, we see our first project was awarded and delivered within 60 days. That is really great, really rapid work. We have two more task orders that are in the queue and underway. And most importantly, the vendors are working out in the open so everybody can see what they're working on and what the outcomes are.
What made you guys start down this internal look before or during the auditor's efforts as well? What prompted 18F to look internally?
Whenever you start something up, and this is not just in the federal government, it's where if you're working in Silicon Valley, it's if you're starting something up out of your garage, it makes sense to stop and look and say, is the thing we're doing right? Are we getting the outcomes that we expected when we started this thing? And are we on the right trajectory to continue to do the right things? If we're not on that trajectory, then you change the trajectory. Sometimes you stop and you take a look and you say, this is not a useful thing, and you shut it down. That's a process that's been in place for a couple hundred years here in America, and it works really, really well. There's a bunch of voices that we invite into that discussion to say, are the things we're doing here equaling positive outcomes? Are we seeing what we want to see when it comes to our finances, on our regulatory posture, and stuff like that? So there's no one thing that made us say that. It was a collective, yeah, we've been running for a couple of years now. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our taxpayers and our customers to stop and do a retrospective and say, are we getting this right? Is there an opportunity for us to pivot towards something better here?
I know, as again, startups make mistakes, startups have challenges that maybe, you know, businesses have been around a while don't. But I think when people looked at the review from the IG, there were some people who came to me and were shocked, and then they were very surprised about how things had, if you will, run amok, in their words.
So if I'd been a career government employee my entire career, I think I might have been surprised. But having come from the private sector and having started up my own company previously, I wasn't terribly surprised by what I saw. What I did see was that the organization, baked into its DNA, is the desire to bring new and creative ways to solve some of the tough problems of government. And what I saw was people doing new and creative things to try to solve some of those tough problems. And like a lot of startups, when you start something up, you say, we're going to give you some time and space to do this thing, to try to solve some of these problems. And I saw people going to the very edge of what they thought they could was the right thing to do to solve some of those problems. But just like with any startup, whether it's, you know, in the private sector or in government, it makes sense for management to say, okay, we've given them some time and space to do some things, and we've seen some positive outcomes, but we need to make sure that we're whole on the, you know, financial operations side, on the, you know, security compliance and policy and regulation side. So I wasn't terribly surprised. I saw some immaturity in there because it was an immature organization, largely built with people who this was their first time in government. But anybody who's been in government for a while has had people who've stepped into government for the first time. And they recognize you have to build an ecosystem around them to help guide them, to make sure they don't get crosswise of the law and of regulation and of policy. This is just a whole organization that we had to do that with, because many of the people, it's their first time in government.
And I think that was one of the big challenges that came from the IG report, is that there is a lack of, if you will, institutional knowledge about, and not just knowledge, but institutional listening of people who say, hey, that's a good idea, but how can we do that within the rules and regulations and box that we have to stay within? Is that part of this long-term change that you're looking at, or you are implementing, is adding some of that rigor back to 18F and generally speaking TTS more broadly, to ensure that there is, and I'll use this term maybe unfairly, but I'll preface it with, I think a lot of people have said this in the community, some more adult supervision?
So I think that the administrator was very intentional about making me the acting commissioner of TTS while we did our nationwide search. So I think that it made sense to have some people who'd worked in government successfully for a little while to sit over top of the organization and guide some of these changes. And I think we're seeing some very good and positive results. I'll give you a couple of examples of those. Like, you know, one of the things that we did almost immediately, and we actually started this work before the IG report came out, you know, we completed reconciliation of all existing agreements and addressed any problems with any agreements we had with other agencies and fixed them to make sure there were no errors. You know, we did what most startups have done, you know, that come from, you know, Silicon Valley and, you know, from New York and places like that. We brought in an independent third party to review our financial processes and controls. It just so happens out in the private sector, that happens when a company is going to IPO. We happen to say, well, we're not going to go to IPO, but we are obligated to make sure that we're not getting crosswise of generally accepted accounting principles and that we are on the up and up when it comes to federal regulation about financial controls. We took a look at our interagency agreements and said, okay, we want to make sure our CFO shop and our general counsel is reviewing every single agreement to make sure it matches up with federal regulation, federal legislation, and things like that. And then we find things when we take a look at that, when we look at our processes and said, all right, let's, you know, make changes to our timekeeping system so that it can reflect the way this group particularly operates, but also is able to detect any work done outside of performance periods and stuff like that. We've made organizational changes as well. Like we're hiring a chief operating officer for the organization. The organization is now at the maturity point where it makes sense to have somebody like that running the show and making sure that from an operations standpoint, it's doing what it needs to do so that the primary focus of the organization can be on helping our agency customers do great things and solve their tough problems.
There are some people who believe that 18F made more than mistakes, but came pretty close to what we'll call a red line of breaking the law, especially with augmenting agency appropriations. This is about going back to the issue you mentioned about getting agreements, making sure they're proper, the general counsel has signed off. How do you respond to that? I mean, the several people I've talked to said, well, if I would have done that, I would have been fired. And I know that's maybe a little bit of a hyperbole, but how do you kind of answer those questions that, you know, again, it was more than making mistakes, it was potentially breaking the law?
When people come into public service for the first time, they're met with a bunch of challenges. Anybody who's worked in the federal government knows that. You know, it's one of the challenges of being in civil service. What's the policy that we're operating against? What's the interpretation of that policy? How do you comply with that regulatory and procedural environment, which is new for a lot of people coming into the federal government? You know, the good news is that we discovered that there were some problems there, and the IG was right to call that out because they discovered it as well. The even better news is that controls are put in place to make sure it never happens again. But we're not all just about creating procedures and enforcing procedures. Yeah, that's a big part of what we do, and it's a big part of where we're maturing very rapidly within TTS. But we're also creating kind of a mental mindset with the staff. So we're creating procedures that won't let staff bill to projects before IAs are signed. We're working on a mental model about billing to make sure that everybody understands how we bill, why we bill, what the circumstances are that we bill under, and the timing in which we do it. As is the case with any new tranche of people first coming into government, this is their first time accounting for every minute of their time. There's very few places out in the private sector that manage to every single minute of their time. But we've done a lot of education about this so that they understand the value of doing so.
David Shive is GSA's Chief Information Officer and served briefly as Acting Commissioner of the Technology Transformation Service. Learn more about the IG report on 18F at federalnewsradio.com.